Hi, everyone. You're listening to Passion with Details, and I am Mrs. Smith. Today, we have a guest, Miss Bridget. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. So, you guys, today, I wanted to talk about the laws being passed in our community in Tacoma and also the state itself, Washington. I noticed that, you know, we're going to implement some of them that has to do with the diversity of LGBT community. And we're going to learn that subject in history for students. And I'm just noticing that when my children go to school and, you know, your children go to school, there's some factors, I would say. There's some things that are happening in school where it comes to history and them really not knowing what's going on with that. Not only that, we have teachers that strive to see the greatness in our students. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I say that, they even come out of their pockets to help individual families so they can be able to sustain a living somewhere.
Right.
Because of the resources that are being depleted. And even with that being done, the teachers, they're saying there's no funding for them. So when you have good teachers like these, they are losing jobs because of the budget cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to understand, what can we do as a community and pass a law where it has to do with not only benefiting the teachers that are here, but also families that need funding for activities, not just that, you know, resources and everything like that. What is your take on that?
I think that the community needs to be more proactive in suggesting these things that they want to see done, you know, in the community as far as funding and implementing new laws that will support them in a way that is beneficial for our children, because it's needed. You know, it's something that is pushed on the back burner. And I'm noticing that the things that they're putting towards the forefront are things that are not beneficial to our children. So we need a voice that is heard, a voice that is strong, and a voice that can help change things. Because right now, it just seems like it's just, you know, I don't understand. It seems like it's,
mm-hmm. I can tell it's upsetting. Yeah. I know.
Yes, it's upsetting me, and I'm trying to find the right words to really, you know.
And sometimes just you talking.
Yes.
And we get it. We understand that, you know, when everybody tries to communicate something and it comes out the wrong way, the people who care will understand what you're trying to say.
Right.
You know? I see it. I see that it's time for a voice and it's time to stand on it. And you know what? I've been moving my 2 feet and we are going to get this done, mm-hmm. because that's something that needs to be talked about amongst the minority population. Right. Not even that. Amongst Tacoma itself.
Right.
I agree. Don't stand for something, we fall for anything. And right now, mm-hmm. what have we been doing? Falling anything. Mm-hmm. We have less minority teachers as it is sitting right now. And we need those. Not only that, I mean, I'm reading about how they're taking away teachers, saying mm-hmm. that there's less students appearing in schools.
Mm-hmm.
But why is that, right? Why is that?
I'd like to touch on that, what you just said. Mm-hmm. We are seeing less and less minority teachers. And I feel like as a minority, we need we need that example for our children, because right now it's like they're losing hope because they're not seeing a reflection of themselves. And, you know, they're not being taught in a way that their white counterparts are being taught. And it could be frustrating for a child to go to school and feel as though they're not being seen or heard, you know?
Yeah. It's unsettling. You can see the frustrations when you go to different schools and you see how they incorporate their studies and stuff like that, and see how hard they go for their students and don't want to leave. Mm-hmm. But when it's time for them to go because of the Tacoma Public Schools saying, hey, we don't need you anymore, it's saddening.
Right.
It's saddening because they spent those amount of years to stay in there to uplift everyone in that community. Right. You know, not just their self, just everybody there. And mm-hmm. it's like, where's the grace at? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to that, nowadays, parents, when they have good teachers leaving that school, parents mm-hmm. will take their kids out of that school like, I'm looking for that type of teacher.
Right.
To continue to, you know, teach my kid, and they know what to do when I'm gone, mm-hmm. when I'm off work, you know.
Right.
So when that's done, I mean, that's why you get less children at school.
Right.
Because it's, they're like maybe their second mom or their second father.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And like I said, back then, that's what we had growing up, going to school,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we don't have that. And
yes.
I want you all that is listening to get a grasp of what I'm saying, because I'm not playing when I am aiming for the right type of voice.
Right.
We all need to stand up and we all need to come together, because what I'm doing is I'm going to pass two laws
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to come back and I'm going to share with you what they are. You know, I am doing my research as we speak. I have some stuff coming up and I want my community to be involved.
Yes.
So, you know, you can reach me at D. Smith. At radiotacoma.org. Again, that's D. Smith at radiotacoma.org. Just share your thoughts. Or if you would like to meet up, let me know. I'm trying to host a gathering where we can all meet up as well, so we can get this together.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let you guys know there is an upcoming artist by the name of AWAX A Million, has singles out, and he will be on the show coming up, so you can get a grasp of his music, because I know for a fact it has to do with change. And he has a voice of acknowledging what's going on in the community, so I want him to come and grace our show with his presence. When Miss Bridget, it's been wonderful. I mean, anything else you wanted to add before we get off?
Yes, I'd like to say that it is needed for everyone to do their research, mm-hmm. you know, to really give their honest opinion and find out the why. We mm-hmm. always need to find out the why,
mm-hmm.
you know, and ask as many questions as possible so that we can come up with a solution that is needed for change. Because mm-hmm. just speaking on it is not enough. We need to be proactive. We need to be out here just raising new ideas and also just implementing new things that we want to see in mm-hmm. our community, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yes. And there you have it. I mean, you can't get nothing better than what we're saying to you today. Each one, teach one.
That's right.
You've been listening to Passion with Details. I'm Mrs. Smith. See you later.
Yes.
'Guys, it's Miss Smith, and you know it's my show with Passion with Details. I have here a special guest from Arlington, Mr.
Joshua Seals.
Mr. Seals, why don't you tell us about yourself?
For sure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
Well, thank you.
So, as you know, my name is Joshua Seals. I am the current site coordinator for Arlington Elementary School. I'm also the After School Beyond the Bell site lead as well, in which we provide a variety of programs for students after school. Primarily, what we do here as site coordinators is to ensure that students feel comfortable in school. Our mission is to make sure that students are safe and that we're all in for kids. And what that looks like is that we provide a variety of services in three different tiers. We have a tier one service in which we offer clothes and shoes for students. Right next to my office here is a cabinet full of shoes that we provide for kids that need them. Even if it's just snacks and foods as well that students and families may need, we provide that through a variety of services. We get donations from vendors such as St. Leo's and other organizations in Tacoma. So we want to make sure that student has those things for their household and that they feel, of course, in a good state to come to school. In addition to that, we provide toothbrushes. It could be soaps. It could be a variety of basic needs which we provide for kids that need them in their households. We know that parents are going through a lot and there's a high needs here at Arlington. So we want to make sure we do our best to supply those needs for kids.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so great. What else do you do for the school? Because I know my daughter was talking about a little, what did you guys have? You had an assembly.
Oh, yes.
And she told me that you do some dancing with the kids and everything like that.
Yeah, we're trying to make sure that fun is the school is a fun place for school students to be in. Mm-hmm. I do a little rapping myself. I go by Joshua, also known as Jules, JWLS, which is an acronym for my full name. Mm. So I want to make sure students are, you know, I'm being transparent with kids, and I know a lot of kids like that here. So we provide that for assemblies. I love doing rap. I love doing spoken word.
Ooh.
I like doing that for the community. I fell in love with it when I was at UWT. I'm a UW Husky as well.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm excited. You did not tell me that. So I wanted to ask you something else. What do you think the community as a whole needs? I mean, as far as services or anything else, can you think of that you would like to see happen and change? And because, you know, the mayor of Tacoma, she is doing something actually tomorrow, March 28th, 2024. And it's kind of, she's encouraging residents to discuss their concerns and, you know, what else is going on in the community that they might have.
For sure.
What's your take on that?
Honestly, I feel like the community needs leaders. They need people to step up in their community. And we know it takes a village to raise, you know, a child, but also the community as a whole, especially the city of Tacoma.
Exactly.
We need people to step up. We need people to work with each other, to be community oriented, to make sure that we're on the same page and unified. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that, you know, our neighborhood is safe. Our neighborhood is clean. That residents have, you know, services available to them in which we support each other. We want to make sure that we're on the same team and on the same page. And, you know, if anyone has connections out there to, you know, give back to the community, to have people that are vocal and sharing, whether it's Facebook or Instagram and other social media outlets, that we can, you know, work together as a team and kind of unite the city. We all know what we're suffering in Tacoma, what we're seeing on a daily basis. So I just feel like we need people to step up in their positions and to support our leaders, support our mayors, you know, so that we can provide a safe, you know, environment for the youth and adults as well.
That'd be so grand, because I sit at home, not just sit at home. I go out in the community and I express those concerns that you have. And also I came up with an idea, because I usually go down to the courthouse.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I do. Nice. So the idea was to pass a law and I'm kind of structuring it that has to do with, you know, the teachers and the parents. Even sometimes the parents can't get on TANF. So it's like, or can't even find daycares that will accept them for a long extensive of time. But it's, you know how the system works right now.
Yeah.
You know, teachers are, we're losing teachers. And
that's true.
Especially the strong ones, too, that do support the kids. And, you know, back in our days, that's the teacher that we wanted.
Absolutely.
So I'm trying to put a something together, as in, you know, offering jobs to the one, the teachers that don't teach in the district because they're having budget cuts.
That's
also
true.
To provide stuff with the basic needs and everything like that, resources, mentorship. And also it's kind of like, you know, they don't have 10 if they have some money to put aside for the families so they can be able, because I know teachers out here support and they use their own funds.
Yes, they do.
And
yeah, they do.
And I want to see everybody get a fair chance. So what do you think about that?
Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea. The community could definitely benefit from that.
Yeah.
Again, teachers are going out of pocket to just buy snacks for their kids or ice cream for the kids or sometimes even books for their kids. So if we as a community can work together in libraries and anyone that knows other resources that we can put our minds together to benefit our community as a whole would be great. One person cannot do it alone. And like you said before, some of the teachers are just overburdened and they have to leave. And we want to keep those good teachers here in place because the students receive them. The students are listening to them. They're transparent with the kids. And we definitely need that as a whole.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Seals. That was enough information for everybody. So, you guys, again, it was good chopping it up with Mr. Seals. He's at Arlington Elementary. And, you know, he raps and everything like that. So, you know, do hit him up. How can we get in contact with you?
For sure. You could reach me. I have a YouTube page called Joshua Music. You can find me on there. I also have an Instagram page entitled The Real Jewels. That's T-H-E-R-E-A-L-S or R-E-A-L, excuse me, J-W-L-S. That's the Instagram page I am on. So you can reach me on there as well.
Thank you so much. And you guys, thank you all for listening. This is Passions with Details, and I'll see you later.